Ah, kua te pai o te waiata nei, kei konei anō taku nei kai kōrero mō te rā nei, tana ingoa ko rei, hara koa. Hoeno, kia koutou, he waiata anō, kei konei anō, mā koutou anō e whakarongo mai, kaha tini tēnā ngā reo waiata e kei roto i te Māori, kei konei katoa ngā āhuatanga e pāmai nei runga i te hiku. Nā nō reira, kei konei eia. Kia ora mai rei.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Ae, ka pai, ka pai ki te rongo te iako e kei te kōrero mai kia mātou i roto muri whenua me te tai tokera. Ko huri hau ki roto i te reo Pākehā mō tā tātu kai kōrero, nā koe ia tēnā e whakarongo mai koutou kia māu e kōrero ana. Oh well, it's great to hear from you. I was just saying how lovely that so many, many speakers of singing in Māori. And of course, the talent that us as Māori have, it's just as great as any other ethnic. And of course, you know, you're very, put it this way, it's very competitive with every indigenous culture. And of course, you have to really lift your playing and singing the songs to be recognized. So obviously, Ray, you're in that category.
Now we all got to step our game up. That's for sure.
So I'm just going to ask you, you've released a song. So what is it called?
The song is called Harakua, and it's a te reo version of one of my waiata called Good Mood, which I released a couple of years ago. And Good Mood has been my, you know, my biggest song of my career so far. And it's done heaps of amazing things for my career and opened heaps of doors. So I'm really grateful for that song. And now it's really cool to put a new, fresh te reo spin on it.
Yes, yes. So with all the singing that's been happening, you know, the talent that we've got, don't care where the talent is, you hear it around Aotearoa and around overseas. It's getting quite recognized with our indigenous, you know, with the Māori and other ethnics. And of course, you, like everything else, if you can hit the bonus of getting it recognized, well, that's a bonus to me, you know. But the thing is, of course, Ray, you know, with you singing, and how long have you been doing this now?
Jeez, I've been writing songs for about nearly 15 years now, but maybe releasing music properly for maybe 8 or 9 years.
Yeah. And did you, as a family, when you grew up with your parents or anything, were you starting to do it then? Did they notice the interest?
Yeah, for sure. I think I was very grateful that I, grew up in a musical whānau. My mum's a good singer, and she'd always be strumming along on guitar and singing waiata for me. And my dad's a good guitar player as well.
Oh, no wonder.
And they always valued music. So, I think I had my first drum lessons when I was, 8 years old or something. And I started out playing drums, and then, you know, that was good. It gave me a good foundation and rhythm and beats and all that. But then I, you know, wanted to add in some melody as well. So I started to do more with guitar and piano, and started singing things more. And then it all just happened pretty naturally from there.
Mm. Now with you, can I just ask, with you growing up with your parents, have you got siblings that do the same too, or like you sing along in any parts of it?
I haven't had my siblings on feature on any of my songs yet, but I might annoy them to get them on something at some point. My sister's a good singer, and one of my little brothers plays guitar, so. Yeah, it's definitely in the whānau.
Yes, I was just going to say, usually the talents are all amongst in the whānau. If you're a music family, it usually comes natural, you know, for you to be like that. And, you know, it's funny too that once it's natural, you can harmonize it quite nicely, and you don't strain at having to get them to get to the peak of their voices, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. I'll have to do a family band album soon.
Oh, well, that'll be great. And it's great that you can bring it out later in your stages of your exactly. songs, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, anything else you'd want to talk about for listeners to hear?
I guess I'm just working on a new album at the moment called Enjoy the Ride, and that's releasing in September, October. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. That'll be in Ngā Reo e Rua, in both languages really, but mostly English. And then I'll be doing a full Te Reo Māori album again next year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm going to keep busy. I'm going to keep pumping out the waiata and doing what I love. And, yeah, hopefully get to see you guys up in Te Tai Tōpiro pretty soon.
Oh, kia ora mai anō kia koe. Oh, well, it's lovely to talk to you. When you come up, come and visit us at the studio and perhaps we can meet you personally.
Will do. That'll be awesome.
Oh, kia ora. And thank you for having a little kōrero and talking to us. And at least, you know, we can see in faces later when you come and visit us. Nā no reira. Kia ora kia koe. Yeah, lovely.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Ai hoki mai anō ko tēnā anō ta tātou tangata ko Rei Harakoa. Ngari whakarongo mai ki tāna nei waiata. Just listen to his song.